Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose and Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I'm joined by my mom, co-host, and best friend. How are you?
I am so great. You are really funny. The two of us are just having a great day today working.
We're having a time. It's yes. Thursday. It's the day of our pop-up. We've just been running around and we're sitting down to record our show. I hope you guys are having a great week. How are you, Anne?
I am having a great week. My birthday was on Monday. And when you just introduced like that, it made me laugh because you were so sweet. You sent flowers to the house on my birthday. And that's how you signed it. Something like co-worker, best friend, best mom. It was really cute.
To my co-worker, roomie, and best friend. That's what it was. That's how I wrote the card.
It is funny when we send texts because Dad and I all say, you know, what's our roomie doing tonight? Yeah.
So such funny. A fun friend group we have, it the three is. Of us.
Wow.
Yes. So we were just kind of discussing what we were going to talk about for this episode. And you decided to ask me questions today.
Yes, because we were both sitting here looking at each other thinking, what would be kind of interesting? I think we've kind of taken over the agenda for today.
I love it.
Let's do our bows and lows. And then I'm going to call it Bo's Best. Ooh. And I have some questions that I just wrote. And
there's
I'm gonna ask them, but I won't let you
writing
see.
Writing ferociously in her little pink notepad.
Yes. Just came to me. You know, I love a little alliteration and Bo's Best.
That's so cute. I love to be on the receiving end of the questions. I'm so yes. excited.
So let's start with your bow and your low for the week.
Well, I think we have the same bow, which is your birthday. It was quite the celebration and it was just so lovely. Fun to have it on Monday. You know, I think it felt like the weekend, honestly.
It kind of did.
So definitely your birthday would be my bow. As far as my low would go, I don't think I have a low this week necessarily. Mm. What's your low?
I can't think of anything that seemed like a low for you.
I don't know. I had a really great weekend, and so far the week, honestly, it's just been flying by. Like, I can't believe it's already Thursday.
Zooming.
I feel like we're always hitting the weekend. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, where did the days go? Mm-hmm. So yeah, no lows for me, no lows for you. And then your bow.
My bow is definitely my birthday. It was one grand celebration after another, and I have a few more continuing the celebration. So it was really nice. We did a fun family dinner on Sunday night. And then you, me, and Claire had another meal together.
The meal tour.
Lunch downtown together, which was great. Rehashing different things and solving the world's problems at our lunch, which was really nice. And it was cute because we were all in our blazers as if we were going to an extremely important board meeting.
Extremely. We were dressed very intensely yes. for that lunch.
Yes.
It was so funny.
We fooled everyone in there. And then we kind of surprised. We weren't sure if we were going to do it. We went down to the Marble Room, which is one of my favorite restaurants in Cleveland. And you really have to have a reservation far in advance. I didn't want to be locked into anything. Mm-hmm. And we went right before 5 o'clock and we sat at the bar and we got the spot where the bar curves at the end and Claire and Connor joined us so we could easily converse. We had a couple of cocktails, some appetizers, and my day was complete. You ordered cotton candy.
Yes. They do that for celebrations.
What every birthday gal needs.
Huge thing of cotton candy. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it was just great.
It was a great day. You had good weather. Oh, yeah. You had a Cosmo. It was a really fun day. And I felt like we'd had a busy weekend. So Monday, it was just fun to bop around.
Yes. And I received lots of messages from our podcast listeners.
Oh, did you?
I appreciate each and every one of them. And I like how the podcast followers, listeners, identify themselves.
Ah.
You know, they tell me right away. And then I kind of go, oh. I immediately like them even more.
Of course.
Yes. And my friends, I guess, a lot of lovely birthday cards. And I felt loved.
What did you get for your birthday?
Well, that could actually be part of my low, which was funny leading up to it. I'm going to call it Juliska Gate.
It was Juliska Gate 2024.
And I was telling my mom the story and I had her laughing. Well, everyone knows that if you're a podcast listener, you know that when we went to Charleston, we went to the Juliska store and I thought, I'm like, this is what heaven looks like. Surrounded by dishes. That would is beautiful set tables.
This is what heaven looks like.
The music, the playlist in the store was great. I mean, Elizabeth and I, our shoulders were kind of wiggling.
Yeah.
We didn't want to leave. We talked to the people there. They were great. So we had a really fun time and I fell in love. I've seen it before, but I really love stores that are like this where the whole store is one brand.
Yes.
You know, I've seen pieces of Juliska in different stores, different department stores, but to have the whole store be Juliska.
Like you said, heaven.
Heaven. Well, I don't even know the name of the pattern, but I've talked about it. It's the blue and white. I think it's called the Country Estate, and it's in this blue and white. Elizabeth and I bought mugs, really excited about them, and I just keep thinking for the new house, I'm going to get some new dishes. Mm-hmm. This is a very long-winded, pointless story.
Yeah, it's a good story.
Well, I just every time I bought some vases, we put them on the mantle. We've talked about them. Well, I believe it. So if my birthday was on Monday, a few days prior to that, a package came to the door. And I said to Dad, I would love anything Juliska from this line.
It's called the Country Estate Delft Blue line.
Got it. Perfect. And Elizabeth, prior to the birthday, sent Dad a note with a couple of links and said, Mom would love this. Great. Dad starts to order it. And I'm not going to get into all the details because it went on and on and everyone was involved. But right before the birthday, and apparently on the day when you girls were all helping him and there was a lot of ordering going back and forth, a box showed up at our front door from Juliska. And I thought, okay, everyone has listened to me. This is grand. Somebody has, they're ordering me something from Juliska for my birthday. I'm not going to open it. I say to you, this box is from Juliska. It has my name on it, which I thought was a little strange, but whatever.
And I was so confused because we had sent the boxes elsewhere, like to the P.O. box, to Claire's apartment. And I was like, what is this doing here?
Yes. And you were frozen like a possum.
That's
and
how I react to things.
And you froze and you just stared at the box and you stared at me. And again, it's so sweet because nobody wanted to ruin any surprises. But I did say I would love something Juliska. And I said, okay. You work through your frozenness and what's going
just
on.
Staring at the box.
I don't want to put anyone ruin a surprise. I move the box. A couple days later, I say to Dad, this box that I'm looking at right here, and we also know like I don't like clutter. Mm-hmm. I don't like stuff. And our basement has a lot of things in it right now and it's starting to feel cluttery. But I wanna wrap this up. Like what is in here?
Right.
And is it for my birthday? Somebody take it out, break down the boxes, all that kind of stuff. Well, Dad freezes. This is a really dumb story, but Dad freezes and he's staring at the box as well because he's also confused because it would have come in lightning speed if it was the thing that he ordered. Get a birthday card the next day from my dear friend, Carolyn, who I used to teach with, and we always send each other presents and she's a great gift giver and I cherish her friendship. I love her presence. And I get a card and I think, she's not just sending me a card. That Juliska box is from her, as I suspected from the beginning.
It's from Carolyn.
Yes. Well, I don't pay any attention to anyone. I just slice that box open. It is so pretty. She got me two ramekins and then this really pretty oblong tray. Can't wait to use it. Well, I tweeted out to the family and everyone doesn't know what to do because boxes have been ordered everywhere. They think it's coming. I mean, there was really no point to it, but we had multiple orders.
No, there was. We had multiple orders of Juliska pieces.
It was so funny.
The communication got completely derailed. There were so many, we should get that. No, she wants this. Elizabeth was technically the only one in the store. I'm like, just buy her the full set, you know?
And also Juliska gives you points.
Oh, yes. Claire had actually hacked into one of the accounts. So yes. Mom got the points. But Dad separately went ahead and just ordered your gift, you know, and was, you know, right on track, right on time. He wasn't behind. He had like ample amounts of time.
So funny. I felt very loved because everyone in the family wanted me.
There were boxes of Juliska
everywhere.
Everywhere. ladies. And then separately, I got mom something from Juliska, but not from the country estate line, because I was trying to do something different. I was trying to, you know, be original.
Those are so pretty.
And they're from the, they're like melamine dishes for our lake house. And they have like little sailboats on them. So the amount of, and that went to my P.O. box. Another box went to Claire's apartment. Another box came to the house from dad. I mean, it was bananas.
It was Juliska.
We've never talked more about Juliska in
never,
our life.
Never. And then Claire put stuff in the trunk on Sunday night, even though I all, like, we're all pretending that we don't know that there's like Juliska, the same thing being ordered a number of times. And then the box came and we had to send, you know, the one without the points back. I will tell you, the points, I got like a chip and dip.
Yes, I think you got like over 1,000 points. What did yes. you? What
oh,
did you,
I don't know on this latest order, but, and Claire's trying to order it and have the, you know, confirmation email not come to me.
Right. This, so she's like going into your email and dad's email. It was really, the effort should have just been, we needed to all take a deep breath. But because of that, then dad felt bad, because by the time this whole thing had been figured out, you pretty much knew what you were getting. You didn't know the exact pieces. So then he separately didn't tell anyone, which is a smart move.
Yes.
And he just went and bought you two other, he bought you this beautiful Veronica Beer brand new blazer, which you're going to wear to the pop-up tonight. Mm-hmm. And then this other, what is the brand of the sweater?
Madame. And he enlisted Laura.
Yes.
Who was great. Like, what should I'm going to Kilgore Trout right now. Yes. What should I get her? And she had shown me these two pieces, but he was really proud of himself because it did not involve everyone.
And that was a surprise. I didn't even know he was doing that. I think that from now on, we need to just, everyone needs to take a deep breath. Yes. And maybe was, stop hacking into mom's Juliska account.
It was really funny. Juliska was everywhere. And it's a beautiful, it's the footed cake plate stand and then the glass dome, which is also just a fun present. Any kind of cake plate stand is a fun present for a birthday.
Totally.
And dessert plates.
So after all of that.
Wow.
Yes. And Carolyn's pieces, of course.
And Carolyn's pieces, which came with ease, pretty much.
Unbeknownst to her, she was mixed up in Juliska Gate.
I did tell her that. Okay. She was laughing.
That's so funny.
I just love how you guys froze. I'm like, guys, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, I didn't want to, I should just open it, but that was actually,
I know,
really
I immediately
funny.
Go up to my room, call Claire. There is a box that has arrived here. It has hurt. What did you do?
So funny. And then I'm telling my mom this, and she's in Florida right now. And if you're ever in the Palm Beach area, there's a beautiful store we've talked about before called Hive.
Yes.
Then my mom says, well, speaking of Juliska, there's a gorgeous bowl with a sailboat on the bottom. And I wasn't in the mood to buy it the other day, but I think that I should go get it. I just say, of course, get it. Then I got an email. Hopefully my mom's not listening and she already received it. I get an email from my dad. Mom saw this Juliska bowl.
Wait, I never heard this story.
Yes.
I can't with our and family.
He spelled it like not Jurassic, but it was like Juliska and Jurassic together. I don't even know. He made up some other name. Mom saw this and I get a picture of it.
Yeah. Oh, honey, we know what it is.
Yes. Do you think I should get it for her? Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
That's, I didn't mention so like funny. Use points or no, I'll no. order it for you.
Right. Wait, I never heard that part. That's so separately in Palm Beach, there's another.
I have created an excitement around Juliska.
It was just ongoing. This took place over like a week and a half. And finally, the birthday is wrapped up and we have found all of the boxes.
Yes. It so. Was so funny. But that was, it wasn't really a bow. It was more just a funny. And everyone had their own take on what was happening.
Yes.
And I heard each family member's side of the story.
And each person who probably told you was like, I'm not the one to blame.
Right. And there was no blaming at all. It was just really funny.
Yes.
So Juliska Gate 2024 has occurred. Yeah. And then Laura says, we're sitting there. Laura goes, I thought you wanted the whole set. I said, I do. I want the whole set.
Well, and I was separately texting her when we were in the beginning works of ordering. And I was saying to the family, I think she just wants it all. Like, why can't you just get the whole set? Of course, I'm the middle one. No one's listening to me. And they're like, no, I was in the store with her. No, just get this. I was like, okay, whatever. And then Laura and I on Wednesday were like, I think you wanted it all.
Yes, I want it all.
Yeah.
I don't really have room to store it right now. And I think it'll be a nice treat. But my plan had been, you know, when you reach a certain age, it's nice to just say, if you get me anything from this, it's almost like registering. So I feel my plan was to make it simple.
Oh, gosh, that was the complete opposite.
Opposite.
It was the most complicated.
So funny.
It was really funny. Anyway. Well,
anyway, and we're having a really nice week. The weather's going up and down, but it's been really pretty. I was over at the house today.
How is the house?
The house is fantastic. We have kind of I'm going to call it a cathedral ceiling, and they are now putting the drywall up, and then they're going to plaster it, and it looks really pretty. Really pretty.
I need to pop over there and see it and film a little update, but I feel like every time, well, during the day for sure, it's teeming with people.
Right.
So maybe this weekend.
It's beautiful. I just love it. It's coming along really nicely.
Mm-hmm.
We are, the reason I went over today, these are just random things I'm going to tell you about, is we're putting in an infrared sauna.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of were flip-flopping regular sauna, infrared, and I like an infrared sauna. And we were just kind of looking at the space and kind of figuring out which way the door should go and all that kind of stuff. So I was happy to pop over there and, you know, just review like where a thermostat's going. It's just a lot of decisions, and we have such a great team.
The other day I was driving past it, and it really does look like the house has been there for 50 years, doesn't it? Like, it doesn't look.
That's the best thing
I really thought. I mean, say. Thank you. But it's true. Like, because, and that was one of the, you know, many, many mission statements of this build. But then I was like looking at it the other day, and I was like, whoa, this really does actually look like it's been on the street forever.
That makes me really happy.
Okay, good. Because I believe that. So just wanted to share.
And I can't remember if I've said this on the podcast, but we are doing a lime wash brick. I don't know why they call it lime wash. It's a process that they use, but it's going to look like it's painted white.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think it's going to be alarming for people. Anytime I get a text or somebody says, oh my gosh, I drove by, I love the brick. I do have to announce them. I think I've said this before. I do have to announce them. It's going to be white.
Yeah. Maybe they can paint it at night.
I know.
So when they wake up.
Right.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
It's going to be really okay.
It's going to be gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a combo of the white brick. And then the back of the garage and another part of the house is just a white hardy board.
Mm-hmm.
Just it's really to break pretty. It up.
Yeah. It's gorgeous.
I'm pleased. I'm really excited.
It is exciting.
I'm looking at them all like, can we get this done like in a couple weeks?
Yeah.
What's going
on?
We're still on target for move-in at the beginning of October.
Which is good. Which it'll come here before you know it anyway. Mm-hmm. So then you'll wish maybe you had more time or probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not. You'll be ready.
Probably not. But I'm really looking forward to it. So
yes.
It's going to be nice.
Yes.
And I think we mentioned you're going to have a studio in the basement.
Yes. I think we've talked about this before, that there will be an Emily on Bow's studio, which is going to just be so fabulous. So
it's going to be great for both of us.
For both of us. The merchandise will live down there. The packaging, our meetings with Laura on Wednesday will be held there. We'll have a little podcast set up so we don't have to take down the equipment every week and store it in a scout bag in the basement. As fun as that is, because don't get me wrong, it is.
But hauling it upstairs. No, it's going to be really, I just feel like I've thought through so many logistics that, you know, there'll be things that I forget or that I didn't do, but I've really tried to streamline it, ask people's opinions.
The last thing is to just get the rest of that Juliska.
And then it'll be done.
Yes.
All right. Well, why don't we, we could talk a little bit. We do have, was there anything over the weekend that was of note?
Oh, thank you. I love how you're taking the role of host today. I do love that. The weekend was lovely. Friday night, I went to the Cavs game. And then Saturday we had the Miami alum St. Patrick's Day party, and that was at a bar rental from like 1 to 4. We went to brunch beforehand with some friends, Claire and Connor, and then we mostly just stayed out literally all day into the night. And then Sunday we had your birthday dinner. So, and we have another big weekend ahead. We have the pop-up shop tonight. Tomorrow I'm going rock climbing with some friends.
Wow.
Which we'll just move on past that.
I would love to see that. Moving on.
And then Saturday, I think people were talking about getting together for, since it's actually St. Patrick's Day this weekend, so I could see us bopping around. And then Sunday is the St. Patrick's Day parade. We are walking in that. And then I think we have a few parties to go to, more on like the work side with Dad. And then we're going to go to our club in the evening.
Yeah. I like that it's on. In Cleveland, they always have the parade actually on St. Patrick's Day. Like in Chicago, I think it's always the Saturday before.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited because this year it's on Sunday.
It's supposed to be nice, too. It's supposed to be like 48 and
great.
Maybe sunny, maybe partially cloudy, but no rain. So I feel like we just have another big couple of days coming up, which is
fun. It's going to be really fun. And then Elizabeth will be home next week.
Yes.
So we are just barreling through March. Okay, I am going to jump right in, if that's okay.
Please.
And I have some questions that I have written that fall under Bo's best. And the first one I'm going to ask you is, you mentioned that you went to the Cavs game, and you've gone to a couple of Cavs games now. I went to one, and you were out. I'm referencing something. You met somebody who basically was telling you, another girl, you didn't know her, but you were talking at a bar, I think, after the game or something. And she was saying, I love your outfit. It's so hard. Like, I'm a teacher. I don't, you know, it's difficult to get dressed to go out to these bars where it's not very dressy. Oh my gosh, you look so cute.
Mm-hmm.
What, the first best question, what is your best going out outfit?
What a great question.
Isn't
it? First of all, I love getting the questions asked to me. This is so exciting on so many levels.
We aren't videotaping it today.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting there smiling like, what is it?
That's my first one though.
Like, what is the best? That is, I still have trouble with that. It's hard for me to, that category's difficult. And because you just mentioned that somebody came up and was like, oh my gosh, I loved your outfit. Right now, at this moment, this spring, what is your best going out outfit?
Well, if I'm going out on a Friday night and we're doing like dinner and then bars, I try to just do a version of all black. Mm. So whether that be a faux leather jacket, just a black bodysuit, a black shirt of some sort. I do love like a jean jacket in all different washes, white, jean, black. And then I usually mix in either like a dark wash denim or a black denim. Mm-hmm. And then I just work around that. I love a flare jean because then I can wear a heel, or not a heel, well, a heel, but a booty. And then I just do like a fun shoulder bag and lots of accessories. I try to just, that's my uniform, is a version of all black, and I usually feel very comfortable.
Wonderful.
But the day that girl came up to me, it was this Saturday. So it was during the day.
What's your best daytime going out outfit? Like if you are out on St. Patrick's Day or you're going to watch a game or something like that.
So I've actually been perfecting this for the past few weeks. Mm-hmm. We were on a jean hunt and I have found the perfect pair of jeans. If you want a visual, it's in my most recent vlog I just posted, but it's really thrilling because this has been quite the journey. They are the Abercrombie 90s straight jean, because I just linked them so I remember the name. And they're kind of in like a medium wash, and then they're long, so they hit all the way past my ankle. They actually kind of drag, which is good because then I'm now wearing them with my Samba platforms, which
thrilling.
I just ordered. So that combination is super great. And then I was wearing a quilted jacket from J. Crew Factory. It was really cute for going out, and I think I'm going to wear it again this weekend. I'm going to just change the top underneath it, and then a shoulder bag and gold jewelry, and you're good to go. So you just need to start with a really good pair of jeans. I have realized that was my downfall this whole time, was the pants.
I see. And you also did get the tall.
I did get the tall fit.
In the Abercrombie. And
yes,
that seemed to help as well. All right. Well, that is wonderful, and because you have a daytime look.
Yes.
And the platform Samba, we talked about this yesterday with Laura. I like the platform on you. I like your platform Golden Goose. I don't know. It just kind of is a heartier feel.
I agree. It anchors me a little bit better than like a flat, low.
And the lady jacket, that's what the woman stopped and talked to you about.
Yes.
You did the lady jacket with a green sweater underneath because it was a whole St. Patrick's Day thing, but you could swap out any color underneath.
Any type of, it was more of like a quilted casual jacket, but mm-hmm. I feel like I've shared like a pink and white one. It was for Valentine's Day, but it's from Amazon and it comes in a bunch of different patterns. And that's just a great, if you get it in like two different patterns mm-hmm. to wear going out, especially during the day, or if you have like a brunch that you need to go to, it's so cute. I think it's like under 50. It might be reversible. I know Claire took one of them to Nashville a couple weeks ago when
she
went.
She did a blue and white, darling.
So quilted jackets, I think, would be a really great piece for going out this spring. And then we'll circle back when it gets warmer on what my going out
right.
looks will be. But for right now, Friday night, all black, Saturday, my
so
jeans.
Let's hope it doesn't get too warm too quickly because we will be stymied.
Have to have a whole nother meeting.
Yes, yes. Okay, I'm just going to, these all bop around. I'm checking off my first question. Okay, next question. Best tip, one tip for meeting new friends, either if you're in a brand new city or in your case, even though you moved back to your same city, you were looking to meet some new friends because yours have scattered.
Right. I would say going to as many events in the city, and they could be anything at all. It could just be going out. It could striking up a conversation with girls that are out, or going to any type of like volunteer event, a happy hour, anything that you're invited to, just go. Because I don't know if that's one concrete.
What if you're not invited to anything? You found some things from some sort of a Instagram yes. organization.
Yes.
It sounds crazy.
Instagram there was organization. Like this group that we saw. And I don't know, you met them?
So elderly.
Instagram organization.
Stop, I'm dying. That's so funny, Mom.
Another thing is just when you're out, like striking up conversations with people who
yes.
you might think you would get along with. I mean, you really have to work at it. I feel like it's taken me.
Oh, it's work.
I mean, I've been what? Graduated almost 2 years. And then Claire also just has a great group of girlfriends that I've become closer with. So I'm.
And you have your good childhood, Peyton. Peyton's here.
Yeah. So of course I'm at advantage because I have my sister and Connor. So it's always so fun to go out with them. But you definitely have to put in the work and it doesn't happen overnight.
Can I add something to that mm-hmm. as well? Again, back to the Instagram organization. There was some group that organized the walks.
Yes.
And you did go on a walk.
Yes.
And that was a good way. And then you also did, it was like a Cleveland something.
It was like a Pilates class. And then we went to like this mocktail place after. And that was another really great way to meet girls. Honestly, I feel like in the summer, for some reason, it's so much easier.
It is.
Too. But even now, like grabbing coffee with people, a coffee is so easy to just DM if you have like a mutual friend and be like, hey, I think that we know so-and-so if you'd ever like to get together. Because even these girls who I have become friends with who are new friends also have their own group of friends.
Right.
But everyone's still looking to meet new people. Like it's still fun. Yes. And then you meet their friends and it just keeps your network keeps expanding.
And I think you've done a spectacular job of this. And I think that everyone has to remember that everyone does like to be reached out to.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So don't rely on others. You have to do, and you've done a great job of doing that.
Okay. Yes. And they've done it. And I feel like it's been reciprocated
yes, it has.
Back and forth, which is also really refreshing. It's just like a very mature, like adult relationships.
That's right. Okay. Great job on question number two. Question number three. Best daily management tip that you started in January that you're still doing and benefiting from?
Daily management? Probably our weekly our daily outlines, our daily agendas.
Good.
I would say just prioritizing my time as far as like doing what's the most important and working backwards. So not spending too much time looking at other stuff on my phone, kind of staying away from social media till the end of the day. What would you say?
Oh, that's a lot. Those are good. I'm glad that that's scheduled because we worked on that a lot. Like what to do, how to break up your week.
Yes. Yeah.
And that you think that's really helped.
I would say so. Yeah.
Good. All right. Best color that you like to wear.
Oh, best color that I like to wear. Best color. I love pink. I think pink is an easy thing to throw on. I always get like, I always feel bright and happy with a pink. Forest green. I had that really pretty forest green suit on a couple weeks ago.
Ooh, that was
really a little
pretty.
Bit more of a winter color. And then I just posted this really pretty blue, kind of like a robin egg blue suit that I love. And I have that trench coat in blue. I'm kind of wearing this lovely lavender right now.
Okay, so far you've said like six colors.
Sorry. I would say pink. Pink is my definite answer. Yes.
Those are great. I like all of those. Best, you have been on some dates recently.
Yes.
The best date that you have been on.
Oh, my
Lord.
And
let's say in the last month.
I've been on so many good dates. I did love Valentine's Day. That was really special. I love like an activity mixed with a meal. I think that can be a great way to get closer to somebody. That's always really fun. I love daytime dates. Those are nice as well.
I don't know if this was your best, but you did go to a movie recently. And that is, I'm glad that movies are coming back because that is just, was always a staple.
On Friday, I'm going rock climbing, which is going to be fun with some people. And then we're going to dinner after that. So I do like an activity and a meal.
What is your best rock climbing outfit?
Oh my gosh, guys, I don't know. I have to figure this out because I was asking Claire because she's done it before, I think.
Leggings, I think.
Leggings, and I think I'll just have to go full athletic.
I think so, and not a flare yoga because.
No,
because
they were saying it'll get caught.
It'll get caught.
So I don't like myself in leggings. It's not something that I enjoy wearing. So
oh, they look cute on you. You could do a jogger, but I would do leggings.
No, I feel like I'll look like a jogger would be not. Advised.
Nope. I would do leggings.
Yes. Yes.
What are the best spring shoes that you have? You've ordered a few new pairs. I know you don't have many, but right now, what is your best spring go-to shoe?
I really like the white pearl flats from Target. They're like a pointed slingback flat. I've been wearing them a lot. They're like $30.
I thoroughly enjoy asking these questions, and I love the seriousness with which
you
are answering them.
I hope I'm trying to just be definitive.
Yes, I love it. What are the best go-to sunglasses that you wear?
Oh, my Amazon ones that you found, I think, in the fall. They were like $12.
Oh, that's so great that we gave you Celine sunglasses for Christmas. Oh my gosh, that's wonderful. I'm so happy we did that.
Did you think I was going to say that?
No, I understand.
It's because I have to be really careful with the Celine ones. I don't want to like...
They're like your dress-up.
They sunglasses. Are. They are no, my dress-up sunglasses. That. But if I'm just running out the door, I love putting my sunglasses on my head to push my hair out of my face. And I don't want to do that with the Celine ones because I'm fear that they will stretch, which is not going to happen. But I love those Amazon ones.
They're great. And I actually was going to put it in some Easter baskets, but we're going to Florida before Easter. And I just ordered a pack of two. From Amazon of sunglasses.
Like a
different
new
style.
Oh, okay, new style.
Different style. So we'll keep you posted. But I agree. Do you like the tortoise or the black?
I like the tortoise. In fact, I have two pairs of the tortoise because I just have both. I keep one in my car and one in my purse. Mm-hmm. And of course, I haven't touched my Celine ones in a bit.
No.
They're more for display. Yes. No, I'm kidding. They're I really do pretty. Love my Celine ones.
Mm-hmm. All right. The best cocktail that you like to drink. Actually, I would like to know the best cocktail and then the best mocktail, because I always think you have fun mocktails as well.
I love a mojito mocktail. Mm. I think those are refreshing, but everyone's always out of mint. So
maybe in the summer.
Yes, I love the summer. Right now, I have very much been into espresso martinis. I believe that is because of the winter, but I love a spritz as we move into warmer weather. I really like a French 75. I think that's always fun. A simple glass of champagne is also a favorite. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed our Cosmos the other night. So those are about top three that I'm kind of moving into for warmer weather. But I definitely am a seasonal drink type of person.
Interesting.
Like, I don't want to have an espresso martini in the height of summer.
No. And yes, not that anyone was asking, but for instance, I don't really like red wine in the summer.
Right. Exactly. I just associate it with cold.
Mm-hmm. Cozy. What about, the best handbag you wish you had?
Oh my gosh, so many. Probably just a Chanel flap quilted classic gold hardware, you know, just stunning handbag. That would probably be the number one that I've been eyeing right now.
What color? Black, just black.
Like a light pink, like a baby pink. Ooh, I think that'd be really pretty.
Mm-hmm. So sorry you're not going to get that ever.
No, ever. I think they're
no, you might get it.
They're crazy expensive now. But they're an investment piece.
But that's what the question was. The best handbag that you wished you had.
I saw someone wearing it recently and it was just beautiful. I thought it was so pretty.
How big?
The big one like you have.
Oh, right.
The huge one. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I do like yours though because it's patent leather.
I love mine. It's very heavy.
Yeah. You don't really use it a lot because you say it's heavy.
I've had it for years. I love it. It's beautiful, but it is heavy.
Like your shoulder hurts heavy?
That's correct.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Well, yeah.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
I mean, you can always go get a massage or something.
You can find ways to handle right. it. Yeah.
You can power through it.
You can find
it.
A way. It's, yes. Yes.
Okay. Best beauty routine that you cannot do without.
Oh my gosh. What a great question. Do you like these questions? Yes. These are so interesting. That I cannot do without. Blush, probably. I love my blush.
Side note, I walked by you and you're putting your blush on and I stopped because it looked really fun. You
yes.
were doing it in such a fun way. It looked like a makeup tutorial.
Oh my gosh, that's so sweet. It's from Jones Rogue Beauty. I love the brush and I love the blush holder.
Compact.
Yeah. And I love
Did
the shade.
Did they send it to you?
They sent it to me. I really like it.
What do you like about it?
I like the shade. I think that it matches my skin tone. This has not been tested anywhere. I just feel like it does. And then I love the application of it. I find it very soothing and it's my favorite part of my makeup routine. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of holes in my makeup routine that I don't love. I don't love my under eye concealer. And depending on the day, I don't necessarily like my foundation, which are probably the two most important parts of your makeup routine.
I'm kind of frowning at you. I thought we rectified that problem.
Well, I do like the foundation. I feel like my makeup doesn't stay on. I feel like after 45 minutes, it looks like I didn't even get ready.
Really?
Do you feel that way with me?
Not in
the
least
bit. I feel like
bit.
Your makeup stays perfectly on from start to the end of the day.
You guys always say that. I love mine. I don't know why yours wouldn't. Back to the blush a second. Is it a cream or a powder? A compact powder. What is it?
I would say you're right. It's a cream blush. Mm-hmm. It's not a powder because no. it's Did you see what it looked like? It's really compact and you have to kind of like...
No, I was more mesmerized with how you were just tapping on your cheeks.
Yes. I like the blush, but I do need to find a better under eye concealer because it creases way too much. I take that back. I like my foundation. It's just my concealer.
What concealer are you using?
I am using, I think it's Urban Decay. I believe it's that day that we went into Sephora and kind of got like new makeup.
I have a under eye concealer that I... That's my favorite thing to put on.
Oh, you do? That's your favorite piece?
I feel like I am a makeup artist when I do it.
Yes, yes.
I just use my finger. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I think when I'm going to put it on, it's going to transform everything.
Everything. It's a totally different you.
It doesn't, mm-hmm. but I love putting it on and I love the way it looks.
I do. Your makeup always looks good. I also don't like, it's my under eyes and then my eyelids. Also, I need a better, I feel like it's always creasing.
Oh, I see.
You've seen that before. I've talked about this.
What are you putting on your eyelids?
I put a little bit of the concealer.
I don't think I would do
that. And then I put just like a nude eyeshadow on top.
Again, I am in no way, shape, or form any kind of makeup expert. Mm-hmm. But I still use Bare Minerals, which I love. It's just a loose powder. I've tried different things and I always go back to it. But I have gotten so I then take a different brush and I put some of that foundation loose powder on my eyelids.
Okay. Yeah. I think that this is something that I need to address
because I don't think you want to put concealer up there. I think you want more of
like foundation.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me try that then. Yeah.
I don't know, but it seems to me it should be the same. I don't even think you need anything up there, but you're just beautiful the way you are.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Mom. That's so funny. But yeah, that's just kind of my makeup journey right now.
Okay. I like that blush. It looks pretty on you.
I'll link it. Everyone should get it. It is really nice. I've used it for a long time.
Well, before I leave the beauty thing, what is your best lipstick right now?
I have this really fabulous Merit lipstick that they also sent me that I've been wearing. It's pretty dark, but I like it. Mm-hmm. Do you like it?
I love it. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what it was.
Yes, it's a Merit lipstick. I don't know the exact name of it, but they have some good shades.
I am really happy right now about my lipstick. Have you noticed anything different? I gave you all, I think last year, an Hermes lipstick in your stockings, and I just found one that somebody didn't use. I think it was Elizabeth's. And it's a beautiful pink. Mm. And there's almost like a magnetic.
Yes, it's pretty packaging.
Thing to the putting the cap back on. I love it.
I love your lipstick. Your lipstick always looks good to me.
I go darker later, but this pink is really nice. And then I've been putting either a Dior lip gloss over it. I ran out of that. So now I've been using, you were sent it, and I like the Buxom.
The Buxom's nice because it has like a lip plumping. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it really makes your lips look good, nice and full. Right.
Be aware, if you give somebody a kiss, it makes their skin a little minty.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, that's great. How about, I think I have maybe one other question.
Perfect.
Best topic you love to talk about right now and why?
Kate Middleton, where is she? Where is Kate Middleton? That's my favorite topic right at this very day. That, of course, I feel like that's all anyone is talking about.
Where is she?
It's so intriguing. There are so many conspiracies, rumors, possibilities, and I can't get enough of it. Every time it's been all over my TikTok For You page, and I stop every time and watch the full video. I don't even care what source it's from, which most are unreliable.
I will say you do seem to know a lot about it and you have answers for many things.
People have come up with a timeline. Some people really do take the time and do the research. Mm-hmm. I just consume it. Mm-hmm. So I would say I've been enjoying talking about that.
I get it. That's a good one. How about your best exercise go-to right now? Because you've been exercising a little bit more. What's your best?
I just like going on walks. It's more to like decompress. So if I go to the gym, I'll usually do some sort of, you know, running, walking situation on the treadmill. And then I usually am like an arms, abs kind of gal. Mm. Those are my two points that I feel most comfortable doing exercises for. Mm-hmm. But any type of like long walk or run, I do enjoy a nice cardio moment. So that would be
right. No, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's going on with me.
Well, I'm proud of you because you've been it was one of your goals in January. Yes, and you've been adding it back into your routine.
Yes.
Just a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Let me think. Is there any? I feel like I have
covered a lot of those. And also, I'm so impressed with the speed that you wrote those, because it felt like you wrote them in about a minute. Also, somebody's calling the landline, so just excuse that. Mm-hmm. I think it's Elizabeth because she just tried calling my phone and we are recording. So,
can I ask one other one?
Please.
Best gadget or small device that you have that you didn't really realize you like so much and you've been using it?
I have two things, because you're right. I did just clean out my closet. The first one is the new makeup mirror that lights up from Amazon. I've been really enjoying that and using that to put my makeup on. And then the second thing would be the sweater pillar. Is that thing?
Yes.
To kind of keep your sweaters intact and get rid of those pills. I'm saying that right way?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's pilling. It's like cashmere sweater or nice sweaters. So I keep that right in my nightstand to use it.
Great.
Those are my answers to that.
That's so good.
Questions.
All right, let's end on this question. What is the best thing you are looking forward to this spring?
Palm Beach.
I hardly got the question out. I'm trying to think of like questions that might take a little bit longer.
Oh, Palm Beach. I'm so excited. And my pop-ups. We have three pop-up shops coming up that I'm super excited about. One in Palm Beach at J. McLaughlin. One in Buffalo, New York at Brand Bar. And then one in May in Charlotte at Laura Park Design. So, and then obviously one tonight. So my pop-ups and our fun trips that coincide with those. I'm just so excited about.
I'm so excited. I'm really excited about tonight. Laura helped organize this at Kilgore Trout in Cleveland. And I just hope, you know, for the upcoming ones, just stop in and say hello.
Oh, yeah. Just
like
stop
a meet
in.
And greet. Say, we love to see if you're nearby. And we usually have people drive near and far.
Yes.
And
yes.
We so appreciate it. But we are excited about it. Claire's going to come to Buffalo with us. And Laura is coming because her family is from there.
Yes.
And I'm really looking forward to seeing Brand Bar.
Me too.
For it's supposed to be things. A really cool store. And then, but before that, obviously, is Palm Beach. And that's going to be entertaining because we're going to take a big suitcase. We might try and ship stuff, but I'm not sure. And we'll have a big suitcase full of stuff. And on Worth Avenue, that one's in the afternoon. So if you are in Florida nearby, it's from 2 to 5.
2 to 5. And what's the exact
March
date?
March 27th.
March 27th. It is a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So, yes, please stop in.
I kind of like that because it's during the day.
Me too.
And we would love to see you. And then is Buffalo. And then in May in Charlotte.
May 9th. Charlotte. We'll be back there.
And that's also 5 to... I think it's in the evening.
That's in the evening.
I don't know if we've confirmed it. But yes.
But those more information and dates. We just kind of posted a little like graphic of the dates. But we will be posting specific things with...
We should probably put the times on.
Addresses and dates and times.
We did do addresses, but we should put the times.
Yes. So... Mm-hmm. I would have to say that I'm so looking forward to all of the pop-up shops. And Easter, I'm looking forward to as well.
Yes.
Thank you for my questions, Mom.
Well, I hope that was kind of fun to hear the Beau's best. A little bit about what's going on with you.
I loved being on the receiving end of that. That was a nice little mix-up. And I'm just looking forward to this weekend. And I'm sure we'll see you guys next week, you and I, for another episode. Leave us any requests of specific things. And yeah, happy birthday week. That's almost over.
Thank you so much. And next week, we'll get back with the video.
Yeah, we just kind of had a little... break from the video to get back on track with the schedule. So well,
that's great.
Thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode of Beau's and Company. I hope you all have a great start to your week, or whenever you're listening to this, having a wonderful day. Thank you so much for following along and always supporting the brand, and remember that everything is in fact better with a Beau. Bye-bye now.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.